What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host. I am Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. We're chopping up game as we always do. Trying some new software, so there might be some janky stuff going on tonight's broadcast. So you guys rock with me. What I want to do, I want to have some live video calls. So I'm trying to work out the kinks. So we're gonna make it do what it do. We're gonna get some live calls a little later. If you're looking look down in the comment in the profile section, you should see, where is it? Is it in there yet? It should be a little, it's not, I don't even see it in there. Well, I have to put it in there. I'm gonna put a link in there where people can join in with some video calls, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Meanwhile, we're going to chop it up game. We're going to chop up some game. We're going to take a quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. So don't move a muscle. We will be right back right here on Tariq Radio. Don't move a muscle.
Listen up, squares. You need to get the legendary book on game, The Art of Mackin, by author Tariq King Flex Machine. Don't move a muscle. Available on Amazon right now. Can you dig it? This book has been a bestseller for 20 years, Jack. And the New York Times called it a classic. That means it's out of sight. So this book ain't for no lames who ain't trying to learn the game, jive turkeys. So if you're ready to stop slacking in your mackin', get the Art of Mackin' book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble right now, sucker. Rated PG. That stands for plenty of game, jive chumps.
Are you ready to unlock the secret to flawless, radiant skin? Then look no further than Even Melanin. It's formulated especially for melanated skin. Say goodbye to hyperpigmentation, signs of aging, acne, eczema, and other sensitivity problems. Even Melanin is your ticket to a flawless complexion, helping you even your melanin to the beautiful brown that God intended. So for your ticket to a flawless complexion, to even your melanin to the brown that you're supposed to have, go to Even Melanin. Melanin.com. That's even melanin.com. Check out Black Power for Kids. It's the first of its kind memory matching card learning experience for us by us. It's a great collection. It has a bunch of our black heroes and icons and greats, and you can teach your children while empowering them at the same time. It's fun, educational, and empowering. So go to blackpowerforkids.com to order your own learning experience today. That's blackpowerforkids.com.
What's up, kin folks and loved ones? This is your main man, Slink Johnson, BKA Black Jesus. Black Jesus. Letting y'all know about Skyber, the customizable tipping app. Skyber's the only app willing to pay out reparations. Check it. The first FBA to use Skyber after hearing this gets $100. Whoever uses it afterwards can still get tangibles forwarded to their accounts. Ain't no law against companies helping with reparations, right? Let's stop all these coon babbling trends and let's set a trend to help FBA stack paper. Search Skyber app on Google Play or the App Store for more details. Big ups to Diplo, System D128, DJ J-Mob, and a special shout out to Lork Diesel, Lork, a.k.a. Dave Ski, for making it happen. Skyber app, y'all.
Skyber.org.
Family, are you tired of going from site to site looking for children's books? Go to drbirdiebooks.com, where we already have over 100 children's ebooks. 100 children's ebooks? That's going to cost a few hundred dollars. No, our ebooks start as low as $3.47 for a pack of 10 unique children's books. That's drbirdiebooks.com. Dr. Birdie Books.
Bro, stop playing and start spraying. Leave a op on the ground where you stand. At all costs, yeah, make sure you protect it. Old goon juice, the formula been tested. You can defend yourself if you find that you need a little help. Gotta stay ready, ain't no love in the street. Pepper spray straight to the face, make them get weak. Get it at ogoonjuice.com. If they thinking you slipping, then tell them to come get them some. If you packing this, you won't be lacking. A shot to the eye in them problems you having. Maximal strip, hit them haters on ground. So you can feel free when you out in the town. Ogoon juice, and don't forget a shirt, man. You gotta stay ready, that evil on lurk. Yeah.
Time to tap in to the FBA vibes of Tariq Nasheed. Sprinkling that magic Mojarra flavor all over the airwaves.
Hey,
Shut up all that damn noise. This ain't Soul Train.
On Tariq Radio. Radio.
Say it again. Say something else. Oh! Say something else!
And we're back. I'm your host, Tariq, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Tariq Nasheed. We're here. We're live. We're making it do what it do. What's going on, man? I'm trying to get all this stuff together, man. I'm trying some new software. I've been diddling around with this stuff all day, trying to get it to pop off, trying to get it to stream correctly, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm trying my best to get this thing to really, really pop off. I want to get some calls a little later. Well, you know, in fact, I'm going to get some calls early. I want to test some of these calls out and see what the family is talking about. Just trying a few things right now. I'm glad to have y'all in here, by the way. And shout out to everybody who contributed to the GoFundMe for the Rally for Reparations. Shout out to everybody who has contributed to that GoFundMe. We're almost, 16K right now? Let me take a look at it real quickly. Let me take a look at it. We should be around 16K for the Rally for Reparations, ladies and gentlemen. We should be at around 16K right now. Let me take a quick look at it. Let me see where we are with it. Hold on 1 second. Again, I'm trying to get all this stuff together. I hate when I'm trying to chop up game with the family and I'm trying to work out some kinks that we have with the software. But let me go to the GoFundMe and show the family where we are with it right now. Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me do that. I've been diddling around with this software all day, man, trying to get the audio and everything together. It's been a lot. Hold on 1 second. Okay, let me see. Okay, yeah, we're at 15K. All right, so this is the GoFundMe for the Rally for Reparations. We're a little over 15K right now. Shout out to everybody contributing. We need everybody to contribute to the GoFundMe so that we can make this thing pop off like we need it to pop off. Boy, the Tethers and the white supremacists have been very upset with us getting this little money together for the Rally for Reparations. Boy, they have been, their asses has been in a twist. They've been very upset with us getting this paper together because we're going to make the Rally for Reparations pop off. A lot of money is going to be used on security. We're going to double the security we had last year because we expect a much bigger crowd. It's going to be phenomenal. We got some special guests that we're going to announce in a couple of weeks. So the volume is crisp. That's what's up, man. Shout out to that. Let me hop on camera with the family. Again, I'm still working out some of the kinks here. And I'm trying to stream on... I'm trying to stream simultaneously on Instagram, and it's I don't know. This stuff is acting real damn funny style. It's acting very funny style, but it is what it is. I don't know what it's doing. Hold on, let me try something else. Let me try something because I'm trying to get this thing to work on Instagram live and everything like that. Hold on, let me try one more thing. Let me try something. Where we at? We got people trying to call in now, by the way. We do have some people trying to call in. And we're going to check them out. Hold on 1 second. Where we at? Okay. I don't know what's going on with this thing. Let me test this live call out. Let me see how this works. We got one brother waiting. I don't know who this brother is, but let's get this brother in here. Where you at? Hold on. Wait. Where is this brother? How do we add him? Okay. All right, Leo. There. What's up, Leo?
Hey, how's it going, Andy?
All right.
What's up, Tariq?
I'm good. Can you hear me pretty good, brother?
Yeah, I can hear you real well. Appreciate you,
Adam. Absolutely. Now, where are you from? You look East African. Where are you from?
No. I was born in Angola.
Angola. There you go. Man, so it looks crisp. I'm making sure the audio and everything sounds good. What's on your mind tonight, brother?
No, I just want to give you props because I watched American Maroon. I watched all the hidden colors, but I watched American Maroon recently and just mind blown, really.
Man, I love it. I appreciate that. Are you what part of the U.S. you live in now?
Not at the moment. I'm in the U.K. I'm studying here.
Oh, okay. I was about to
up into the family. Okay. So I'm going to go to.
I was about to say, come to the rally for reparations in D.C. in June, but it is what it is, my man. But I appreciate you, bro. Thank you so much, brother. What's up, man? That's me right here chilling. What's going on? Got the glasses on. And look, rally for reparations, ladies and gentlemen. Get your T-shirts. We got T-shirts, sweaters. Rally for reparations, ladies and gentlemen. Go get yours at rallyforreparations.com. Let's get some more folks in here. We're just testing everything out right now. Hold on. Turn the audio down, Lamont.
All right.
What's up, brother Lamont? What's up, brother?
I'm good.
Where you calling from, brother? Okay, Lamont is his thing is a little janky. Okay. All right, we'll get some more calls a little bit later. But what's up, man? We're here. How is everything sounding, guys? I'm just testing this stuff out because I want to. the volume is good. Okay. Is everything good? Everything looking like it's supposed to look? This is looking a little, it's not as crisp as I want it to be, the video. I want it to be a little more crisper. Is the sound good? Hold on, let me test something.
As I want it to be.
All right, the video quality ain't where I want it to be though. All right, I hate testing this stuff out in real time. The video quality ain't quite where I want it to be. Let me try something else, ladies and gentlemen. Let me try something real quick. Because I want that video quality to be really, really up to par, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, while I'm talking, everybody go to rallyforreparations.com. How about that? Oh, is this a little bit better? Is this a little bit clearer? I don't know. I can't tell if this is a little bit clearer or not. All right, but we're going to get into some game in a minute. I'm just doing some live working out the kinks type of thing here. All right. The sound is good. All right, we'll do what we do. The shirt. Oh, yeah, the shirt is the Rally for Reparations shirt. Go to rallyforreparations.com. Rallyforreparations.com, ladies and gentlemen. Rallyforreparations.com. And that's the number 4, rally4reparations.com. rally4reparations.com. Is the sound delayed on this one? Hold on. Let me see something. Hold on.
A minute. I'm just doing some live.
Okay, yeah, I can't do it that way. Yeah, there's a delay, so let me take that off. All right, let me get that off real quick. All right. Let me get that off and go back here. All right, I'm a little delayed, but I'm working it out. But anyway, let's just get into some of the topics I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about, for those who don't know, your boy Weinstein, Harvey Weinstein, and let me show y'all this. Weinstein, his case for assault. And I got to watch the words here. You got to watch the words on YouTube because, you know, they start dinging you if you say certain words. But your boy Weinstein, he had his conviction overturned. All right. The articles are like, what happens now that Harvey Weinstein's conviction was overturned in New York? So, you know, they had the big Me Too thing, the big Me Too movement going on, and they were really, really running black people in the mud, especially our brother Bill Cosby. They were throwing him under the bus. They were really, oh, can y'all hear me? Oh, shit, hold on. All right. Making sure you guys can hear me. Hold on, you guys can't see this. Let me do this. Let me put this article up here real quick. So yeah, this right here, they had this about Harvey Weinstein. Yeah, they overthrew it. I've been telling you guys about that $1 billion worth of whiteness. The $1 billion worth of whiteness, that's not a joke, ladies and gentlemen. That is not a joke. The $1 billion of whiteness is very, very real. Yeah. Hold on. 1 second. Hate when I go live. Hold on 1 second. Sorry about that, guys. I hate when I'm going live. My family starts texting me. Everything starts happening at once. But yeah, so Harvey Weinstein, they done overturned his conviction. And, you know, now they're explaining, but they're very silent about it in the media. The media has been very silent about this. The media has not been in an outrage because of this. Now, when they threw our brother Bill Cosby's convictions out, as they should have, because they were bogus and he should have never been convicted in the first place. That was a racial witch hunt. When they threw those bogus charges and cases against Cosby out, and they're still throwing a lot of these things out. They're still throwing these things out to this day. When they were throwing these things out with Brother Cosby, well, the white media, they were crying bloody murder. They were screaming, oh, God, this is a travesty of justice. Oh, God, this is horrible. This is such an injustice, such an injustice, such an injustice. They kept running around with that. Oh, God, it was a technicality. They were making up all types of excuses as to why they should not have thrown those bogus charges out, and now they're splaining for Weinstein. When I talk about the white supremacists having $1 billion worth of whiteness, this is what I'm talking about. Family, we see this type of stuff all the time where black people, particularly black men, are overly sexualized. We're constantly told that we're sexual perverts, sexually undisciplined, sexually this, sexually that. And these folks in the dominant society, they do some of the most vile things imaginable, and they literally get slaps on the wrists. Literally. And there was a case where, hold on. There was a case, let me get back on camera. Hold on 1 second. Where we at? All right, let me get back on camera with mine. There I am. There was a case there's a few cases, man, where these sisters are getting with these killer zaddies. There are so many of these cases where these sisters are with these killer zaddies. It's hard to keep up with them. It's really hard to keep up with them, ladies and gentlemen. There was a case a few weeks ago where a sister was with this zaddy, and he ended up killing her and dismembering her and all of this stuff. This happened a few weeks ago when people were, you know, sending me the story, and they're like, hey, how come you're not speaking on this? I'm like, well, you know, there's so many cases like this, it's hard to speak on all of them. It happens every other week. Now, this just happened this week. They just found another sister. Look at this story here. They found another sister right here. This sister here went out on a date with this guy she met online, Anthony Pierce Holland. He unalived her, dismembered her, and dumped her in the river somewhere. Okay. Now, this is ridiculous at this point. And they make excuses for these guys. They keep these little cases real quiet, man. Boy, they keep these little murdering zaddy cases real quiet. No, Zoe, no, Joe, no, 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 no. Because that's what they call them. They like to, the divestors be talking about zaddy. Well, let's talk about zaddy. Yeah? The divestors are always talking about how great zaddy is. Okay, well, let's show you how zaddy is great. Y'all better stop letting these divestors get you hemmed up, sisters. Don't let these divestors get you hemmed up. Yeah? You know, people date who they want to date. But yeah, these divestors, man, you better understand the system you're in. You're in a system of white supremacy, ladies and gentlemen. You're not in any other system. You better always put that in the right context and understand the danger you are in. You see? Black folks like to play games with the danger we're in with these white supremacists. We got to be cautious because we got to understand they go after very vulnerable, soft targets. You dig? They go after women and children. They go after women and children. Yeah? That's why we always see them, the race soldiers, harming and hemming up a black child somewhere. Or these zaddies out here unaliving these sisters. Yeah? So we got to be very careful out here. Speaking of another case involving a zaddy. Speaking of another case, there's another case here. Y'all remember that DJ? DJ Pope, or whatever his name was. I broke this story years ago where this white man was out there in South Carolina trafficking damn near 700 underage black girls. The guy allegedly had HIV. This dude had to go through 700 black girls before they did anything with him. 700. Me Too wasn't really making noise about this guy. You understand what I'm saying? This guy wasn't getting Me Too'd like that. Me Too wasn't saying nothing about this dude. Me Too was kind of quiet about this guy. Hold on. Where am I with the thing? I got so much stuff going on here. All right, let me show y'all the link to that. About this guy. Hold on, where is it? Right here. This guy here. This case here. Where this dude, I think his name was DJ Pope. White South Carolina DJ gets off with reduced sentence after pleading guilty to sex with nearly 700 underage girls. Family. And family. I broke this story years ago. DJ Kid, that's his name. His name is Jason Roger Pope. This is him right here. So this allegedly HIV positive dude out here messing with a bunch of underage sisters out here. He only got 19 years, I think. Yeah? They were trying to give him 30. They gave him 19 years. He'd probably be out in 10 or less. Yeah? He'll probably be out in 10 or less. Now, family, listen to me. If there was a black man who had trafficked 700 white women, do y'all know how many life sentences that dude would get? It would be life sentence after life sentence after life sentence, guys. They would double down on the life sentences on this guy. But they gave this guy a slap on the wrist, basically. That's $1 billion worth of whiteness. Yeah. This dude put a whole town in jeopardy. Family, I think this might have been by design. Family, 700 people, and I did the math on that town, by the way. It's only a few thousand people in that little town. So this dude damn near infected, what, about 10% of the damn town. Was this the new Tuskegee experiment? Yeah? Hell, It won't even have to be 700. If a black man trafficked two white women, that's going to be a life sentence. What am I talking about? 700? Hell, two white women. But family, this sounds like it was kind of orchestrated where this dude did this. They're saying he's autistic. A lot of people are trying to use some type of neurological disability to excuse certain things. They always try to do that with people. They try to say he has some kind of mental deficiency, a neurological deficiency. They try that stuff with some of these white school shooters. They're always saying that they're on the spectrum. They had an evaluation. They got ADHD. They always trying to do that. Amanda Seals tried to do that. On Shannon Sharpe's show, she went up there saying that she was diagnosed with autism. Basically, people were saying she was trying to use that as an excuse to justify some of her weirdo ass, slimy, slick behavior. And then she came out saying that she wasn't really medically diagnosed. She didn't really go to a medical facility and get diagnosed, that she's self-diagnosed. So a lot of people are feeling a certain way about Amanda Seals and her weirdo behavior. On Shannon Sharpe, she was explaining about why so many people don't like her. All the little janky stuff she does. All people don't like me. I'm so smart and I'm so intelligent and I'm... We've been telling folks about that weird woman for years, dude. Again, that woman comes from a tethered background. Her family's from Grenada. She brags about her Caribbean mama. She would denigrate foundational Black Americans for years, try to shame us, talking about we need to stop buying Jordans and we need to get passports. Black folks don't have passports. She's always said little slick stuff about us while waving that damn Grenadian flag. She's on some weirdo feminist stuff. A lot of people really felt a certain way about her when she falsely accused this brother of some kind of sexual harassment and she never met the brother. Some real weirdo stuff with this woman. You dig? Yeah, her dad is allegedly FBA, but again, she comes from a tethered background. She identifies as a Caribbean. You know, anchor baby. Again, we talked about that. We got to watch people with these anchor baby tethered backgrounds who try to act as our spokespersons because these people have dual allegiances. Did she call out Tamir Rice's mom for criticism? Oh, yeah, she said something about Tamir. Yeah. She said something about Tamir Rice's mother. Shout out to Samaria. That's my sister, by the way. Tamir Rice's mother. That's my sister. Yeah, little stuff like that. Just she's always done weirdo stuff. Again, I had an issue with it. She jumped in my mentions years ago. That's why I had a problem with her. She jumped into my tweets years ago talking crazy. She's like, yeah, I heard you don't like black women. I'm like, what, if you don't get the hell out of my Twitter, the hell are you talking about? Just jumped in my mentions talking stupid to me one day. I'm like, lady, get your flat ass out of my mentions. What the hell is wrong with you? She's a big weirdo, man. And I mean, everybody who comes across this woman, she rubs them the wrong way. It's not everybody. Everybody ain't lying. Yeah? She rubs people the wrong way. The cast of the show Insecure, she rubbed a lot of them the wrong way. She fell out with them. She's just a weird chick, man. Just a weird weird chick with no self-awareness. Yeah? Oh, yeah. And I told you about them women with them flat asses, dude. I done told y'all them women with them flat asses, they can't be trusted. When you see sisters with them little flat, janky little asses, they cannot be trusted. They can't be trusted. By the way, I want to get some calls, some video calls in a second. Again, I'm testing out this new software. Y'all hit that link. Let me get this person here. Who is this person? Keisha somebody. Hold on, Keisha. What's up, Keisha?
I'm sorry, hello?
Hey, what's going on, Miss Keisha? Oh.
This is Catherine.
Oh, Catherine. Okay, silence said Keisha.
Sorry, I didn't even expect to come on. I apologize. But let me ask you this right quick. This is Catherine from Memphis.
Yes, ma'am.
I signed up to volunteer for the reparations rally.
Okay.
And you said they were going to make phone calls. Are they going to?
Yeah, they're going to reach out. Somebody's going to reach out to you next week. So we'll definitely reach out. Yeah, we'll reach out to you, sis, and we'll let you know what's going on.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it. This will be my third or fourth event with you.
Oh, I love it. Yes, indeed. Okay. All right, beloved. You. Thank you, dear.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, Miss Catherine, better cover up that chest. Miss Catherine,
I know.
Let's cover that chest up. You're about to show something. You're about to be a little inappropriate. Miss Catherine out here trying to catch. Uh-oh. Miss Catherine out here trying to catch somebody. All right. Uh-oh, Miss Catherine is almost, she's almost showing somebody something. Some of y'all young fellas out here, you might be able to come up on a PS5, all right? Miss Catherine trying to let you know she still got something to work with, all right? She's letting you see what the church deacons are seeing, all right? She's letting y'all see what's popping. Yeah, let's get some more calls in here, family. Let's get some more folks in here, all right? Let's get some more calls in here. Who is Jar Jar? Who is this Jar Jar Binks guy? All right, let's get some more people. Jar Jar? Hold on, Jar Jar Binks. All right, he ain't ready. All right, let's get some more calls, man. Let's y'all hit that link. Y'all look in the profile below, and that's the live call-in link. I'm going to get some more of y'all on here. I want to get some more people on here, and cover your breast up if you call up. I'm going to ask that you cover yourself up. All right? This is a nice, clean family show. All right? So I'm going to need y'all to cover it up a little bit. But that's the link right there, ladies and gentlemen. What's my wife texting me? Hold on. I hate when people call me and I'm doing my live thing right now. But listen. A lot of stuff going on. Who is this person? We got Ace coming in here. Hold on. Let's get Ace in here. 1 second. Hold on. Let me do something real quick. Let's get Ace in the building. Hold on. Brother Ace, what's up, brother? How you doing, man? Let's turn your audio. Let's turn your audio down.
Can you hear me? Turn your audio down. All right. What about now?
There you go. That's better.
There you go. That's better.
Oh, I'm still hearing myself. What's on your mind?
Man,
what's up?
Yeah, I'm here in Durham, North Carolina. And I just want to say that I'm 37 and I have like no friends. Like, they're all like deceased or either, you know, fell victim to the judicial system. And we have like no resources here, like none at all.
What city is that?
So, like, what would you suggest? Like someone such as myself, like what would you suggest I do to help my community?
Well, you got to find some like-minded people who, okay, yeah, I call, hold on. Okay, this is killing me, hold on. Let me do this. Okay, hold on. Let me just, I'll just give you an answer off air, brother. I'll just do that. What I would do, if I'm in a city and there's no resources, he said Durham, right? It's Durham. Listen, if your friends are all dead and and everybody's incarcerated, that means, man, listen, if there's no resources, it's time to bounce, man. That's the great thing about us living in this vast nation, man. We can move anywhere. I mean, there's other cities you can move to. Move to where there's something popping. Also, get your skill set together. get your skill set together, because look, you need to be stepping your skill set up so that you can utilize it somewhere. Get up out of there if it ain't popping. If you're in a city and that city is not popping like it needs to, that means you get the hell on up out of there. You dig? That means it's time to bounce. You can roll out somewhere. All right, now who is this? We got Cassandra. What's up, Cassandra? Cassandra?
Can you hear me?
Yes,
can
I can. I can hear you. What's up, Cassandra?
What's going on, Tariq? I'm a long-time listener right now.
What?
Been moving, packing to move all day, so I'm a little tired.
Now, how come you ain't got no pillow? How come you ain't got...
I appreciate everything.
Yeah, why you ain't got no pillowcase on that pillow?
Say that again. Oh, no, this is a cover.
Okay, okay. Look like what, no pillowcase on it.
Oh, no. Uh-oh, no. I got pillow. I told you I was moving. I'm on the floor right now.
Oh, oh Lord. Are you on the air mattress? Where are you moving to? Where are you moving to?
Well, I live in Houston. We're getting ready to move to the north side. So we just moving from one side to the other.
There you go. Well, congratulations on your move. Much respect to you. Let me get some more people in here. Let's get Felicia. Let's get Miss Felicia in here.
Hey, Tariq. How are you?
I'm good. What's up, Felicia? What you doing over there in that bed?
Just chilling. Just relaxing. That's all. Listening to you, of course.
Now, what city you in?
Jackson, Tennessee.
Oh, a lot of Tennessee folks in. Now, you going to the rally for reparations in D.C. on the 15th, June?
I don't know, because I'm in summer school. I'm a college student, and I'm going to be busy, and I'm going to be working, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm not sure now, but I'm going to probably contribute, though.
Yes.
Because, you know, I'm an FBA ally.
Yes.
So.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. I love it. What you in school for, by the way, dear?
Communications.
Yeah, that's what's happening. That's what's up, girl. All right. Yeah. Well, you do
and
your
thing. And I wanted to talk about the Harvey Weinstein thing.
Yes, go ahead, sis.
The reason he, the reason they overturned his conviction is because he's white. Let's mm-hmm. be real. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason why. Do you think if he wasn't white, they wouldn't have overturned his conviction? No way. It's because in this country, white is seen as right. Mm-hmm. Simple.
Yes, indeed. Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you so much, Felicia. I appreciate you, beloved. Thank you, dear. Let me get a couple of more folks. It's fun. I haven't talked to people in a minute. Look at this brother right here. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Frederick Douglass in this motherfucker. What's up, Fred? What's up, brother? What's going on, brother?
Hey, this is my first time, man.
Yes,
sir. This is my first time getting a hold of you, brother. Man, I just want to give you props, man.
Yes, sir.
Man, I'm a big follower, man, and everything. Gotta ask you a question.
Well, brother, you're channeling the ancestor energy right there, brother.
I got the majority spirit.
All day, brother. Man, what city you in, by the way, brother?
Yeah, man. I'm in currently I'm residing in Goldsboro, North Carolina, man.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And just got a quick question, brother.
Go ahead.
My family, yeah, I mean, nothing to do with the point. But I just want to get some clarification. Okay, my peoples are from Barbados.
Okay.
Right? But my mother is from Virginia.
Okay.
I mean, long line. Maroon, I just found out that we got some of that maroon blood in us.
Yes, indeed.
Now, my thing is, brother, I just want to ask, what is an anchor baby, man? I just want to ask for the anchor baby that you talk about.
Yeah, we talk about the anchor babies, the people who are relatively, their family relatively recently came over from like Africa or the Caribbean. And, you know, they like a first generation immigrant family. You know what I'm saying? Now,
okay.
A lot of people who from Barbados and the Bahamas, some of them, they've been here for generations. So they don't really have the anchor baby mindset. They don't have that dual allegiance. You know what I'm saying? Because they've been here so long, you know? So it's a different thing.
Yeah, well, I will say this. That's true. My dad in particular, man, got that. Man, he's a real rider, man. I mean, he's old now, but he took me to a lot of the Farrakhan meetings.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know Dr. Malachi York.
Yeah.
Big brother, big time brother in New York. Yeah. So he yeah, man. So I just was wondering.
Oh yeah, that's what it is. You know. So yeah, when we talk about anchor babies, usually the people who are relatively new here and who have a dual allegiance to another culture. So that's what we're talking about when we speak on that. Somebody said that's where the hairline comes from. But shout out to that brother. That brother sounds like a rider. But yeah, a lot of stuff going on, man. A lot of this stuff I wish I could play. But the audio might be a little janky. I want to play some clips. The audio might be a little bit janky, though. But it is what it is. I'm going to make it do what it do. Did y'all see what went down? You know, young Jeezy, rapper Jeezy, is getting a divorce. Or has he been divorced? He is getting a divorce, and he wanted custody of the child he had with the Asian chick, Jenny Mae, or whatever her name is. He wanted custody of the child they have. They got a child together. And she done came out. She done Karen'd out on him. She done pulled a Karen. She's out here talking about she done got jumped on. Now she's saying that Jeezy done whooped on her. She said, hold on, let me show y'all this. Jenny Mae accuses estranged husband Jeezy of domestic abuse and child neglect amid ongoing divorce. So she said that he done choked her and beat on her all of a sudden. So now she's pulling the Karen now that he wanted custody. So here she goes. So I don't know what's going on with that. But again, they start throwing these accusations around. You know, brothers get with these non-black women or these non-FBA women. And when things go left, boy, they Karen out. When things go left, the Karen spirit begins, ladies and gentlemen. They start the Karen energy. So you guys got to be careful out there in the game. Got to be real careful out here, family. Yeah. And by the way, everybody hit up that GoFundMe. The GoFundMe is still rising. Everybody hit that GoFundMe, ladies and gentlemen. Another thing, these protests that's going around, have y'all seen a lot of these protests for Palestine? There's a lot of protests around the country for, you know, the Palestine-Israel thing. And, you know, they're still trying to get black folks to get in the mix, and they're cherry-picking a couple of black folks to jump out here and protest with these folks. And I'm saying black folks need to sit their asses down. This ain't got nothing to do with us. I saw something at Morehouse where they had some plants at Morehouse. I think Biden was supposed to go down to Morehouse, and they had some black folks up here that was clearly planted in there whining about Palestine and Israel and all of that, as if that's a real issue or discussion among black people. We're not really discussing that. We're not really discussing that because that's really not anything that's a part of our business. We're letting other people handle what's part of their business. And one thing that's going on out here at these protests, you know, they're hemming people up a little bit. And now people are talking about how fascist the police are. And you know, look at some of the pictures that they're showing out here. They'll show some pictures of the handful of black people out there at some of these protests, getting hemmed up a little bit. But again, this ain't something that we are really concerning ourselves with. You know, black folks need to kind of sit that ass down and chill out a little bit. You dig? This is out in Georgia. This was at Emory University. You know, they make sure to get a black person screaming and, you know, they get the token black person because they got to show us, Foundation of Black Americans, or somebody who looked like they could be FBA, seemingly supporting this stuff. You dig? And we're really not. We're really not. And we got to let other people hold their own nuts. We got to let them hold their bag, let them handle the business that concerns them. Because one thing that I'm not seeing out here, I'm seeing a couple of people get roughed up, a couple of white folks get roughed up and arrested here and there. And boy, they're screaming bloody murder. But what we don't see, we're not seeing all of these militarized tanks and vehicles that they use when we're out there protesting black business. When we're on some black business and we're protesting what's going on with us, we get the tanks and the rocket launchers and the tear gas and the rubber bullets and the bean bags. Boy, we get the full military force. All of these other protesters, they're not getting the same thing. Yeah? They're not quite getting the same thing. So yeah, I don't really want to hear them complaining like that. I really don't want to hear them out here complaining like that. Yeah, some of them are getting arrested and boy, they're just getting, oh my God, my wrists are hurting me, dude. Oh God, this is fascism, God. This is tyranny. What kind of state are we in? No, I don't want to hear that. Oh, I don't want to hear that. When we talk about the fascism and the police state, we're told, hey, if you just comply, if you Negroes shut up and comply, everything will be all right. Huh? So everybody has to hold their own nuts. You know, stop trying to drag us in the mix. Let me get some more folks in here. Y'all hit that link. Everybody hit that link, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get some more calls in here. Let's get Robert Wolfen. Let's get Brother Robert in here. What's up, Robert? Uh-oh. I can't hear you, Robert. Turn your microphone on, brother.
Hey, man.
There you go.
Man, much love, bro. I'm glad you finally did this, man.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed, man.
What city you in, Robert?
I'm in Chicago, man.
My man, you going to the microphone check premiere in Chicago?
You already know it.
Yes, yeah, sir.
I had to go snatch up them tickets, man. I said, man, you bring me to Chicago, man. I had to go snatch them up.
Yes, sir.
I can't wait till this one come out. I'm waiting on it.
Oh, yeah. It's a beast. It's a monster, man. Thank you so much for calling, brother. I appreciate you, brother. Let's get some more people in here. Let's get Mike C down here. Let's get Mr. Mike C. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, Flex? How you doing, brother?
I'm good, brother. What city you in, Mike?
Fontana, California.
Oh, out there in the Fontana area, way out there in the cut. Everybody's moving out there, though.
Man, I met you two times. The first comedy show, and me and my lady went to the last comedy show.
I think I remember seeing you.
Yeah, I had the lion. You came by with your camera too.
Okay.
But I quick thing.
Yeah.
On the movie.
Yeah.
The mic. Will that be on the stream, the FBA stream?
It will be. We're going to put that on there eventually too. We are. We absolutely are.
I got the stream. Okay. I donated.
Yeah.
I got dirt, all that. And I want to ask you a question too. Karen Bass, the mayor of LA.
Yeah.
They broke into her house, but they're keeping it like real low key.
Really? I didn't know that. When this happened?
I think it happened like 2 or 3 days ago.
Oh, wow.
What you thought about that?
Oh, I didn't even know it happened. I didn't know that. Yeah. Wow. Wow.
And the last comedy show, Kevin Hart's ex-wife.
Yeah.
She was okay, but man, I was in the front, like off to the right.
Yeah.
Of the stage, on the side, like when you where you walk with the camera.
Mm-hmm.
He called old girl the B, man, and the vibe in the room just wasn't like maliciously calling the lady a B word, but it just sort of threw things off with her. But the last brother,
CP the comedian, man, he killed, didn't he?
Him and Big Josh shut it down.
They did. CP killed it. That brother had the room on fire, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was.
And one more thing.
Yeah.
When you go towards the back, you got a glass cabinet with memorabilia in there.
Yeah.
You need this. You have this picture. Robert Johnson, the legendary blues player. It was a small picture. You need to blow that up because the movie Crossroads with Ralph Macchio, that's sort of fictionally based on his life or whatever. He made a deal with the devil.
Yeah.
And, I'm the best blues player. But the museum is tight, man. I've donated several times, and it's not.
Man, I appreciate you for coming out and supporting, too, brother, man. Real big, much love on that, man. We'd be having a ball. But, yeah, the last comedy show we had, man, we had a brother. Oh, man, we had every people were so funny. But Big Jaw was funny. But the last guy who closed it out, a brother named CP, the comedian, that dude was so damn funny, man. I want to take them guys out on the road somewhere and do some road shows. These guys, man, when we got some killers, man, they be killing the room with it. Funny guys, real, real funny guys. But yeah, I didn't know Karen Bass got her house hit up. I didn't know that. Man, yeah, the home invasions out here ain't no joke, man. The home invasions out here in Los Angeles, man, everybody be getting hit up, man. It's real. It's heavy out here, man. It's real heavy out here. And, I hope Karen Bass is all right. But yeah, I gotta look into that and see what's going on with that. But yeah, as far as these protests, again, man, it's hold your own nut time. Everybody else need to do their own thing and stop trying to drag us into the mix with them, because we ain't really, we don't have the energy to sit out here and just cape for all of these other groups. We just don't have the energy to do that. All right, let me get should I get one more call in here, because we got a lot of folks in here. Shout out to everybody who's hopping on with us. We're testing out the new stream system. All right, let's get this, bro. Let's get Josh in here. Josh in here smoking on something. What's up, Josh?
What's going on, man?
What's up, OG? How you doing, man? What you smoking on, bro?
It's a Black and Mild right now.
No doubt. What city are you in?
I'm in Pinellas Park. It's Pinellas County.
Where's that?
Florida.
Okay, there you go.
Florida.
Cool.
Yeah. I just want to tell you, man, keep doing your thing. I watch your videos and I support you.
Man, I appreciate that, brother. I appreciate that. Now, where's your family from? Where y'all from?
New Jersey.
No, that's what's happening. That's what's up. Now, where is that? Are you in Central Florida? Is it Southern Florida? What part of Florida?
Southern Florida.
Okay, because I never heard of that area. Okay.
Yeah.
My man. All right, I appreciate you, brother. All right, shout out to that brother. Let's get our brother Sincere, the love god, in the building. What's up, Sincere?
Peace. Sincere love to God, man. You gotta get my
handle
right, man.
Okay. I always say sincere the love God, but it's sincere love to God. Sincere love to God. Okay, there it is.
Exactly. There you go. What's going on, man? I never get to tap in with you live, man. So yeah, it's definitely good to be on. Mm-hmm. But I was listening to one of the playbacks the other day, and you were talking about shouting out a lot of the Black businesses.
Yes.
And, me and Nicety, we do the Black Business Showcase every week. And we had damn near everybody from the FBA Expo on there. But we're looking to ramp up season 3. So all the black business owners out there, the entrepreneurs out there, please hit me up, hit Nicey up. Let us know what you got going on so we can get you on the show, man.
Yes, indeed. You still got the children's books?
Yes.
Where can people get your children's books?
Go to godcastbooks.com. Volume 1 is available right now. We're working on volume 2, 3, as well as a activity book to go with it. So those should be ready. I'm thinking by the time the rally is ready, we should at least have 2. But definitely by back to school, we'll have a nice package ready for everybody.
My man, thank you so much. Sincere love, the God. I got it right. Let's get Kayla in the building.
Oh, wow.
What's up, Kayla?
Hi. Oh, my gosh, I did not know I was actually going to be chosen.
Yes, you were.
Hi.
How you doing, beloved?
Good. And I just want to say that I support you. Me and my fiance, we'll be getting your Rootwork deodorants all the time.
Yes.
And they work really well.
Thank you, dear. And
I just want to say that I support you, and I'm just rooting for you because I know that you're doing a lot for the community. And I actually just found out, and I was watching this TikTok about some black women that work at this hair company called Eben.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard of it. But actually, it's primarily owned by Asians, and they have been treated horribly there. And right now, there's like a huge protest going on. Because, you know, us black women, we're supporting them and buying their products, and they're treating, you know, their black women workers, who are the face of the brand, horribly. So I just wanted to put that out there to you know, bring awareness to it. But it's so nice to meet you. So nice to talk to you.
Kayla, what city are you in, dear?
I'm from Baltimore. My family is originally from Virginia.
There you go. Cool. All right. Well, shout out to you and your fiance, beloved. But yeah, I heard about those sisters, and I'm going to talk about that on my Sunday broadcast about the hair care industry and how they're real janky with the sisters. It's real funny style stuff. Anyway, let me get up out of here, man. Again, I just wanted to do basically a test show to test out the software, and I'm going to work out the kinks. I'm just trying to see what it looks like live, and I'm going to work the kinks out in a couple of days, because I do like getting calls from the family like this. I do like that. I do like getting calls from the family. And we're going to work this thing out and make it pop off a little bit better in the next couple of days. But anyway, man, go to the GoFundMe page. Go to the GoFundMe for the Rally for Reparations. We need everybody on board. We're a little over 40K, or a little under 40K right now. So go to the link. It's in the profile. For the Rally for Reparations, everybody get involved. It's going to be a phenomenal event, man. We're going to reach out to some of the people who wanted to volunteer too. We're going to reach out to you guys next week to start getting everything organized. The movie Microphone Check is coming to theaters in a few weeks. Go to microphonecheck.com to get your tickets. The next few months are going to be very, very busy, ladies and gentlemen. The next few months are going to be extremely busy, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, I'm up out of here, man. Y'all be good. Papi Akute, lalavuve to the family. Peace.